Kura Mark chapter 5.
We'll start from verse 1.
Tutangire pa verse 1.
And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of Gadarenes. So, just to save on time, I'll just read it in English, and then as you follow in your Bibles. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling amongst the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had oft bound with fetters and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Always night and day was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. May we bow our heads as Brother Cloud, praise God.
Ishe mari baba tinokutendai panguva yemadekwana ano matipa mukana kunge tiri mubamenyu baba tinokutendai takadziswa kuti imi munoya kuchech takadziswa kuti mwari avarobe chech hatina kukadzika kuti muri pakati pedu toda kukutendai nemagwaro ataverenga taakukumbira kuti imi makamanyora uye mugotipa chingwa chedu chakatifanira chezuvara nhasi patinobuda pano tigoti mwoyo yedu haina kutsva here mwari paanga achitaura nesu isai mweya yese inopikisana nekuti tigamuchire zvamakati gadzirira madekwana anhasi inozviisa pasi kwetsoka dzedu nemuzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu.
Amen. You may take your seats.
Tigare pasi.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Mwari vari papadze kuverenga kweshoko ravo.
We are happy that this evening to be in the house of the Lord.
Tikufara manherano kunge tiri muimba yaMwari.
Always our privilege.
Zvinogara zvichifadza.
When God invites us to come into his house.
Mwari paanotidaidza kuti tive muimba yavo.
He always missed his appointments. If you invite him, he comes. It's unlike, sometimes we miss appointments. He can even swear to you to say, in such and such a time, I will be there. But come that time, the man or the woman is not there. But our God, he has respect for his appointments. So tonight, this evening, we know he is here because he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst. He has respect for his word. We want to thank him for that. So for a while, we want to talk about breaking the chains of captivity. Human beings, we want to be free, myself included. We don't want to be bound or confined to certain places. So because of that, when we are talking about breaking the chains of captivity, it's not really a nice to have kind of a thing, but it's a must have. We should be free to worship him. You know, sometimes God, of course, we know he allows situations to happen to force us to worship him. But when things are not all right, when you are sick, the weather is not right for you, it's very difficult to worship. Now, normally it is the devil that comes with these kind of situations just to water us down so that we don't worship our Lord. You know, you could have been in the message for some time, but you see, the devil is trying to give you a certain nature so that you don't fully commit yourself before the Lord. Some certain habits, you are failing to overcome
Zimwe zinu zao singade pita zao kukundikana kuzukunda.
But tonight we are saying we have to break the chains of that thing that is putting you under captivity. The first thing for it is yourself. You have to say, I don't want to be bound. That's the first thing. When you agree even with yourself to say, I don't want to be under captivity, yes, that's the first step. No, that one is a problem with humanity. To really appreciate and agree and even to come in the open to say things are not well with me. You know, you see sometimes you see a brother who is maybe in sin. You ask the brother, brother, are you living right? He will say, no, everything is okay. He is under bondage. He cannot be held unless he agrees to say, brothers, help me. But tonight we are saying those chains that are chaining us, tonight they have to be broken. If it is unclean living, tonight we are saying we are breaking the chains of captivity. The reason is with time is no more brother and sister. Anytime the Lord can come to take us home. Now, when you are under the chains of the evil one, you are never not going to meet him when he comes to take you home. My life story, the prophet says on 132. He says, just in the middle, he says, I stood not long ago by the side of a man that was dying, who refused Christ. He screamed and told, take those demons away from me. They are wrapped in chains. Don't let them get to me. So, brother and sister, we are saying we've got to break the chains of captivity now. If you don't, these men, they will be your acquaintances. Then when it's time for you to die, they will come to usher you to where you belong. These men of who are normally dressed in black, they will be your acquaintances. So when you die, they will come with those chains to show you where you're supposed to go. But it is time now that we have to break those chains. Father, the hour has come, the prophet says, paragraph 14.
Father, the hour has come, paragraph 14, prophet notes.
No matter how well the Lord loves us, and how well you love the Lord, when you depart from serving and worshiping the Lord, then just remember, you can look for trouble to start in. Because God told David one time, thou art a man after my own heart. And when David did wrong, David had to reap for what he sowed. So, brothers and sisters, we know it are demons or spirits that causes us to do the things or to sin against God. So we are saying tonight we have to break that force so that we freely worship our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you use your own power you fail before you even start.
Ukashansa simbarako, unokundika osatotombotanga.
But the good thing is, he gives you the power.
Asakanaka ech, anokupa iye simbaracho.
So when he gives you the power,
Kanaka kupa simba,
you can then break the chains of captivity.
Unawana kutambura mangetani ekusunga.
Because we are talking about the mighty conqueror.
Nekutukutara onsorope mukundi mukuru.
He has the power.
Ana simba.
Last time we talked about when he went into the regions of the lost.
Takatara ngoyaka pera paka enda kugena.
And then he took the keys from the devil after giving him a healthy kick.
Akatora usambonoro kubakuna satana akamurova nebutsi.
So now that same person who defied or who defeated the enemy, he will give you power to also defeat the enemy in this day. We are not talking of Napoleon. We are not talking of Hitler. They had their time. They defeated people. They defeated nations. But at the end of it, they were conquered. But we are talking of a man. We are talking of a being who conquers everything. Who can even conquer your life? Who can even conquer the spirits in you? This is the one we are talking about tonight. If you accept him in your life, he will break the chains of captivity in your life. It is possible, brother and sister, to live a righteous life. It is possible to live a life where you triumph, where you can overcome sin. Because you will have accepted in your heart the one who created the heavens and the earth. The prophet says, expedition of the church, seven church ages, the path of vision.
Exposition of the seven church ages.
Not like Napoleon who conquered all Europe. But finally was defeated at Waterloo and banished to Elba. Only to find himself conquered. But nothing could conquer Christ. He that descended has now ascended above all. And unto him has been given a name that is above every name. Yes, he conquered death, hell and the grave, and has the keys thereof. What he loses is loosed, and what he binds is bound. There is no changing of it. There was no conqueror before him, and there is none beside him. He alone is the Savior, Redeemer, is the only God, and Lord Jesus Christ is his name. Amen.
Amen.
Now he says, therefore, don't fear John. Don't fear little flock. All that I am, you are heir to. So he is telling you, he being a conqueror, now all that he has, all that he is, you are heir to. All my power is yours. All my omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst. I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. So he has come to give you all this, brother and sister. To give you courage. To give you the ability so that you can break the chains of captivity. It is not your power that's going to do it, but it's him who is giving you that ability. So brother and sister, we are saying, tonight just agree to say, Lord, I cannot help myself, but I'm taking your ability. He will come to give it to you, because all the power that he has, he said, is yours. The omnipotence. He is here to give you overcoming power, so that the chains that were binding you can be broken. You speak the word and I will perform it. That is my covenant and it can never fail. What a promise to the believer. He said this is his covenant, an unconditional covenant. He swore by himself to say, I am going to give a covenant to my children, and by myself have I sworn, say the Lord. He could not swear by anything. He could not swear by heaven. Neither could he swear by the earth, because they were too small. He swore by himself. Now his covenant, it will never fail. He is giving you the power so that you can break every chain that's binding you tonight. Brother and sister, I don't care what sort of thing is binding you. Look at Legion. People tried physically to chain him or to bind him. But that which was in him was too powerful for the chains. He could just break those. If Legion could break those chains, why do you want to doubt my Lord Jesus Christ when he says he will take captivity captive? You better start doubting your doubts tonight, because the Lord's word is true. Whether you believe it, whether you don't, his word still remains the same, and it is true. That is my covenant and it can never fail. We are resting ourselves on this word. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 12, there is a story of Peter having been chained, or being imprisoned and then chained. So it's an issue wherein he is imprisoned. As if that was not enough, he is chained again. The reason was they didn't want him to be free. But we want to tell you tonight that there is no power that can withstand the power of God. When God is determined to set you free, you will be free indeed. Peter therefore was kept in prison, verse 5. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church of God and to God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the doors kept the prison. So, brothers, you can see, sometimes the devil doesn't take chances. He makes sure that he does his things, they are fortified. He is in prison, maybe maximum prison. Now he is chained. And he is sleeping between two soldiers.
Agaru pakati pemauto maviri.
And there are also other soldiers who are outside at the door keeping the prison.
Sekuta zinaupana, papa don mangu masoja, angaru pamkoa, akachengeteza, tirongo iroro.
But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Asi kereke yaka namata, isingamire, ichinamatira petu.
Brother, I want to encourage you.
Amato kukuru zirai.
Sister, I want to encourage you this evening.
Amzazi kukuru zirai.
To say you go to approach God in prayer desperately.
Unobana kwenye kunamari, uchinamata, nekurevesa kese.
If you, there are chains binding you tonight.
Kunabane mangeta nagakusungeba nekona nasi.
We have a situation here.
Tinesi mirapano.
Where Peter was bound.
Petro anga akasungwa.
And prayer was made.
Asumana mato akaitwa.
What then happened when prayer was made?
Ti takaitika manamato aitwa.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him.
Pakarepo mtumwa washe akaonekwa.
And a light shined in prison.
Zinotiedza takavhenekera
mutsoka. And smote Peter on the side.
Chikarova Petro parutini.
Raised him up and saying, arise quickly.
Ndokumutsa achiti kurumidza kumuka.
And his chains fell off from his hands.
Ipapo ngetani dzakava pamaoko a Petro.
Peter did not do anything. I want you to notice that.
Petra anataka ita zitarise ipapo.
According to the Bible,
sekutaura kweBhaibheri,
the only thing Peter was doing was sleeping.
Tanga chingana Petro kuzvirarira hake.
But there were some saints who were praying.
Asi hama ndoza dziri muchishure kuna.
While Peter was sleeping.
Petra akarara zvake.
Some saints were praying.
Hama dzadziri kuna mata.
Isn't it an encouragement to you, brother and sister?
Asikupera kuri dzira hama dzadziri.
To say when you hear a brother or a sister is in trouble. It gives you an opportunity to say, let me pray. And when prayer was made without ceasing, an angel was sent from heaven to go and be with Peter. Praise be the name of the Lord. And the chains fell off from his hands. From this we can see, brother and sister, prayer cast out or remove those chains that's binding you. Tonight you have an opportunity to enforce on those chains to give up. Anything, brother and sister, that is binding you, it is possible when you pray, it has to give way. I'm remembering Hannah. Her womb was bound by the chains of not having children. Being bound with barrenness. But she came to a time when she says, enough is enough of these chains binding me. She went into the temple. You are also in the temple. If there are any chains that are binding you tonight, you have an opportunity to pray to the Lord, to say, Lord, I want these chains to go loose. Brother and sister, if Peter's chains were broken, physical chains were broken, barrenness chains were broken, we have to be desperate. I'm remembering Rachel. She was barren too. She got to be desperate. She said, I don't want to be bound. She spoke to her husband, give me child or lest I die. Desperate ask. She was asking desperately. Tonight we have an opportunity to also ask desperately of the Lord. I am bound by poverty. I want it to go. I am bound by hatred. I want it to go. It is possible this evening. It is possible this evening because the word of God will defeat the enemy anytime, anywhere, under any condition. It doesn't matter your condition. The word of God is more powerful. Tonight you could be suffering tummy ache, headache, whatever it is. It is a chain that's binding you. But you have the right You have the right tonight to enforce on that thing which you don't want. To say it has to go tonight. If you want it to go tonight, it has to go tonight. It is possible, brother. While they were praying for Peter, while they were still praying for Peter, the angel of the Lord went into prison. If I will ask you, who wants to go to prison? I can tell you not even a single person in here would want to go to prison. But when prayer was made, an angel was forced to go to prison. Brother, if an angel is forced to go to prison, how much more in the house of the Lord, in the temple, which is built for the God's praises? We want to be desperate tonight and get ourselves freed. Old Bud Robinson. He said, I'm an old timer. I received the message long time ago. But he realized there was a sticking nature. As a preacher too, he was full of hate. Until he was biting something that was helping him to plow corn. He then realized, though I am a preacher, but I am under the captivity of chains. He said, Lord, not tomorrow, but today, I want the Holy Ghost. If you don't give me the Holy Ghost, when you come down on earth, be sure you are going to find a heap of bones. Brother and sister, it happened to him. While it is happening to old Buddy Robinson, while it is also happening in this church, you can say tonight, do not pass me by. I want the chains to be free, to be turned loose. Brother, the prophet tells us of a pitiful situation about an eagle that was caged. So he saw the eagle. You know, an eagle is heavenly bound. So each time it wants to go up, but it will then hit against the cage. Okay, maybe let's read it, the eagle and her nest.
The eagle and the nest.
Paragraph 11.
Paragraph 11.
So as he lay there, so he's talking about the eagle caged, but he wants to be free. So as he lay there on the floor and with his weary eyes saw the skies, I thought, what a pitiful sight. Meant not to be on the earth here. He's a heavenly bird. His whole makeup was to live in the blue, way above the hounds and the cares of this world. But to see a bird like that made up, bond in the earth to soar in the skies, and yet caged in such a way that could never again soar the skies. And as he lay there looking at the place where he had been made to and born to soar, but the cunningness of a man had been caged for life. Oh, what a pitiful sight that was. Listen to this. But brethren, that's not a sight at all. To walk out here in the streets of Chicago and of other great cities and find men who are born and shaped in the image of God to be sons and daughters of God, and to find them caged by sin and the habits and the cares of this world is far more pitiful shape than Iblis.
Andazi zaka gadzira kuti dzinge dzichirarama dzakasunungurwa asi iye zvino tona dzakasungwa nezvimiro nekutadza zvinhu zvinonzisatsitsira.
Man was not meant to be bound. Man is a free man.
Munhu haana kugadzira kuti ange akasungwa, akagadzira kuti ange akasununguka.
He who the Son has made free is free indeed.
Uyo asunungurwa naMwari anenge asunungurwa zvima zviro kwazvo.
So, brother and sister, that's the reason we are talking about receiving the Holy Ghost. Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, we said, is not a negotiator. The chains will have to be broken. So we are saying tonight, Lord, help us. Whatever it takes, Lord, I'm ready to confess my sins. I'm ready to make my life right. The reason is I want to receive the Holy Ghost. I want to have power from on high. And when He comes, He takes over you. Now when He is in you, all the power is now in you. Now you are able to overcome the enemy. Now you can break the chains that are binding you. Brother and sister, it is possible tonight. Not tomorrow, but tonight. If you freely surrender yourself to say, Lord, here I come. I need you, Lord. I cannot go out of here without receiving you. The Lord is more than able tonight to give you in as much as you are requesting. Yes, there is darkness in the world. Things chaining you. But it is possible, brother. Tonight you can be free. Those chains that are binding you can be broken. Brother, how is it possible to say businesses for unbeliever is flourishing? And when you also try to go do that business, a law is promulgated to say this business is outlawed. Breaking the chains of captivity tonight. How is it possible, brother and sister? It is only your children that are sent away from school because they have not paid school fees. We have to break those chains of captivity. Brother and sister, it is possible. If you can see that there is something that is following me, you can even see to say, on a certain day, on a certain week, on a certain month, something like this comes to me. That takes away your money. That takes away your joy. That takes away your happiness. By tonight we are saying, we are going to enforce so that these have to be broken. Oh brother, God's word is true. And it is dependable. Brother, he says, ask abundantly. It is possible. You ask abundantly. He is big enough, brother. If he says it, he knows he can back up whatever his word says. His word is true, brother. I believe him. If he can break those chains of captivity for somebody, he can do the same for you tonight. He can do the same for me tonight. If you can only believe,
zvinotenda chete.
All things are possible.
Zvose zvinogoneka.
Rather, there was a blind man.
Ama baba nemuruma asingaoni.
He was tired of seeing darkness.
Anga aneta nekungoona riva.
Being chained by darkness.
Akasungwa nemangeta nehubo.
But one day he heard some noise.
Akanzwa rusha.
As he was making his triumphal entry.
Mwari vachipinda zvinekukunda.
That was his day for the breaking of his chain. He received his sight. Somebody also received her sight. That was that African lady. During the time of the prophet. If it happened to them, brother, even if you are blind naturally, physically, it is possible you can be freed tonight. Even if you are also bound spiritually tonight, you can be freed. We are not talking of your own power, but we are talking of his power. His power defeats the enemy. He is awesome. He reigns from heaven above. He stands still and sees the salvation of the Lord. What salvation it is. He is breaking those fetters. Jesus breaks every fetter. As long as it is a fetter. And you don't want that fetter. Tonight it is possible. You go out of those doors free. Because he wants to free you. He came, died for you on the cross of Calvary. Being a sinner is not a problem. It is not a problem being a sinner. If you remain a sinner, that is the problem. What brought Jesus Christ on the cross is a sinner. But you go to him to say, Lord, forgive me. Break these chains on my behalf. I have no power to break this. But I know one who is worthy. Brother and sister, the revelation of the seals. It brought or is ushering us freedom to the church. We were bound in doctrines, in dogmas. We thought wearing a uniform, that is the ticket for you to go to heaven. You needed money to go buy a nice uniform. But when the seals were revealed, brother and sister, we got to know something better. To say, amazing grace, how sweet that sound. That saved a wretch like me. I was going away the wrong way. Being bound in hatred. But amazing grace came. When I heard, good evening, friends, I said, even his grammar is wrong, even if his grammar is broken, but something is calling, a deep calling unto the deep. Brother and sister, what a privilege it is tonight to be living in this end time, to be believing the end time message, which breaks every fetter. It doesn't matter what sort of fetter it is, but this message, brother and sister, it breaks everything. My God is awesome. My God is all powerful. One day his ark was taken. Put in the same house as Dagon. Jesus breaks every fetter. Brother, brother and sister, Dagon had this to do. He had to bow down and worship. This is the man we are talking about tonight. If Dagon, a god, could fall down and worship, what is your problem? What is the chain that's binding you tonight? I want to challenge you, sister. I want to challenge you, brother. Ancestral spirits, I don't care. Whatever situation it is, I don't even want to hear. But I'm telling you tonight, the name of Jesus Christ, it is a strong tower. It breaks every fetter. So tonight, if prayed for Peter, Peter was on the death row. But prayer was made. Tonight, we turn into a time of prayer. Whatever they had decided, whatever they had planned for you, tonight, you saying, we have to break those chains of captivity. Let them plan. Let them plan, brother. But it will come to naught. I'll repeat it. Let them plan. Let them plan again. But it will come to naught. It will not prosper. It will not prosper. It will not prosper, brother. Because we are breaking those chains tonight. We want you to be free. Whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. We are breaking those chains of captivity tonight. Whatever it is, we are breaking it. That which is refusing you to receive the Holy Ghost, we are breaking that. Spirits from the pit of hell, tonight we are saying, we are breaking those chains. Enough is enough, brother. Enough is enough. The devil has taken us for a ride. We are coming back to take that which belongs to us. Do you think the Lord Jesus Christ died in vain? He did not die in vain. He knew he was going to give you the power. Use the power of Jesus Christ. Brother, if it happened, that car which was stolen, the Holy Ghost could go on the ways and highways to supervise and to tell the thief. He was told to say, you turn left, you turn right, I want you to come back the car here. That is the enforcer we want. That is the Holy Ghost we want. The Holy Ghost that should ensure we don't lose our resources. Brother and sister, we are claiming that which we lost. If you lost anything tonight, you are telling the devil, I am going after that which I lost. If it is my child, my boy, my girl, my husband, my wife, the Holy Ghost in me, the prophet says, the Holy Ghost in me, go catch my brother, go catch my daughter. The Holy Ghost is an enforcer. So tonight we are coming to him in prayer, asking for various situations. Say, Lord, avenge for us. We have no power to fight. Don't use your power to fight. Just tell him your situation. Just tell him your situation in prayer. Oh, brother,
Amanza.
Look at a child.
Tarisa mwana.
Chased away from school.
Adzingwa kuchikoro.
He will just come and say, "Daddy, here is the invoice."
Obati baba, I invoice.
The child go to play. It is up to father to ensure he finds money for the child. You are a child of God. Your duty, just go. Give God even the
invoice.
He can read. He can read. He knows. This is the kind of money or situation that is required. Hezekiah did that. Just went with the invoice. Invoice from Sennacherib. He said, "Lord, I am putting it down. Bow down thine eyes and see." My God can read. My God can see. He saw what was written. He said, "You don't write like this to my child." Oh, brother and sister. He told his son, "Your duty, go and sleep like Peter was doing." The angel of the Lord. They came now into the camp. They started killing the soldiers. Tonight we are saying, we want you to sleep. We want you to be free. Be free, brother. While is the Holy Ghost, the angel of the Lord, who do his job, will do what he knows best. He is the mighty conqueror. He knows no defeat. There is nothing that is too hard for him. I am challenging you tonight. If you have a situation tonight, if you have a situation tonight, brother, just put it before the Lord. I am challenging any spirit, foul spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. They have no power over you because you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. He is careful. He cares for you. He can undertake for you. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. I repeat, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Try him. Try him tonight. If you think of anything that is too hard. One time in the Bible it happened. A person was told, and he was given, he asked for 15 more years. That says the Lord had declared to say, "You are going to die." He want confirmation. Then he said, "I want the degrees of the sun to go backwards and not to go forward." That is a hard thing, brother and sister. You know the sun goes this way. But he said, "Let it go backwards." Those are the type of men that we want. They ask big things from the Lord. Hard things too. So tonight we are saying, if you have a hard situation, if you have a hard case tonight, you are going to pray about it. And you are going to give yourself, even the thanksgiving yourself, to say, "I prayed." It is you who is going to pray tonight. And the testimony, it is you who is going to give it. So that the name of the Lord will be glorified. Do you have any rivers that you are failing to cross? Any mountains you are failing to tunnel through? My God specializes in these things that men call impossible. I feel challenged, brother, tonight. If you want the Holy Ghost, if you want the Holy Ghost tonight,
The Holy Ghost is here tonight. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. Even if you want a refilling, brother, it is possible. He wants to give it to you. This is powerful service. Glory be to God. Let's stand on our feet.